Welcome to Exercise Our Faith Podcast, ministry of South Point Christian Church. As a part of our worship series at the beginning of 2018, we wanted to create a podcast for your workout, your commute, or any time that you would like to exercise your faith. We're going to be hearing some great stories, having some questions, and hearing some great music as we consider the things that make for a healthy spiritual and physical life. I hope you'll enjoy this and join us on this journey. In our last episode, we began talking about breath. And today, as we're continuing on in our journey of bodybuilding, exercising our faith, we're going to look at how we can continue to grow, to push ourselves, to feel the burn. The church and gyms is that you get out what you put in. Maybe you're at the gym right now and you are being harassed by somebody who is trying to have a conversation with you while you are sweating your guts out on the treadmill. Or maybe, like many of us when it comes to our faith, we get the membership. We have the connection to the community, but then we don't use it. We sit around waiting for some magical ability that, since we are members, all of a sudden we will grow in our ability to love, and we will shed those extra pounds. But what we're finding out today is that in order to actually grow in love, we have to practice love. There's a text from the Gospel of John that helps us understand this. In this story, Jesus has gathered with his disciples for what would be his last supper. He's preparing to see the end of his earthly ministry happen and to leave these disciples with one last set of teachings. And so here they are sitting around a dinner table, and Jesus is passing on these words of wisdom. He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." In this text, Jesus tells the disciples that he will not leave them alone. He will not abandon them, but as long as they are connected to him like branches to a vine, they are connected to Jesus' spirit and his power. And not only this, but elsewhere in the Gospel of John, he calls them his friends. And as his friends, he expects these disciples to love one another as Jesus has first loved them. He essentially gives not only those disciples, but all of us, our marching orders. Jesus says, Love is your vocation. To be loved and to love will transform us. If we love like Jesus loved, then this kind of love is not fluff. This is not a few laps around the gym. This love is boot camp. This love causes you to dig deep, to go beyond what you thought you were capable of. But here's a question. Do we actually expect to grow in love? What is a time in your life where you were challenged to grow in love? A time where you had to go beyond your comfort zone, where you had to dig deep to be able to show Christ-like love. In that sanctuary prayer that you can find on our church's website, that I hope you are praying on your daily devotions, I hope you also noticed a specific portion where we pray, I invite you, God, to transform me today, trusting your nearness and your call for me to live like Christ. Keep my feet on this path, so I abide in your love as your beloved child. This kind of love that we speak of, that we pray for, is a love that means to push us beyond our comfort zone. As Brian McLaren writes in chapter 2 of The Great Spiritual Migration, of all the radical things Jesus has said and done, his unflinching emphasis on love was the most radical of all. Love took priority over everything else. Everything. If you don't believe that, listen to elsewhere in the Gospel of Luke where Jesus describes the kind of love needed of his followers. Jesus says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners expect to receive as much. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. These are not easy words. This is a tough workout. This is a hard commandment. And it is a commandment that Jesus gives, not just an option, but if we choose to follow on the path of Jesus, we are called to love in a difficult way. So why does Jesus ask us to love? Wouldn't it be easier if it was just a nice idea? A hope for somewhere down the road? But no, Jesus commands the disciples to abide in his love and to love one another as he has first loved us. Friends, I believe that Jesus commands us to love because the world needs it. Jesus can't be there to support the grieving, to feed the hungry, to listen to the lonely, but you can. He is entrusting us with his ministry, so he commands us because he needs our help. What a beautiful paradox it is in loving Jesus that we must grow beyond our comfort zones, and yet to do that, we must stay grounded in Jesus' love. In that scripture about fruit and vines, did you notice the word abide kept popping up? I don't know about you, I don't use the word abide very often. Yet Jesus, in this short text, in these 7 verses, uses the word abide 6 times. This must be an important thing that Jesus is trying to open our eyes to. He is calling us to abide, to rest, to dwell, to stay rooted in God so that we can love in a way that helps us grow, because it is not us, it is God. Remember that metaphor. Jesus is the vine. We're the branches.
Vines of Jesus means that we are called to act out of that deep reservoir of love that Jesus has shown to us through his life and his ministry, to tap into that love, to find the places where we too feel the callings of God and the gifts to make them our own in this world. McLaren claims churches should focus their attempts primarily on one question: what can we do to better teach our people to love? What can we do to help people push past that easy love and get to those really challenging things, like loving our enemies or our families, or God forbid, even loving ourselves simply as God made us? What if our communities became schools of love, a studio of love? Think about times in your life where you have been stretched in love, where you have been willing to dig deep, to feel that burn, to continue to grow in love, to push past those times and those places where you didn't feel like offering forgiveness or reaching out in kindness or offering a word of hope, but you chose to do it anyways because you felt God calling you to do it. When we push ourselves to love, it stretches us and it produces good fruits in God's name. So whether you want to think about some dramatic example of love, some big earth-shattering way, or even just the everyday opportunities we have, our practices of love, when we are rooted in Jesus, can help us grow beyond our own selves and produce fruit that is good and plentiful.